Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Let's hope all the Kentucky alumni don't show up for the game. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Whosever idea it was for Carolina and Kentucky alumni to play on September 13th in Rupp Arena, bad idea. Unless Michael Jordan comes out of retirement with some hoops Viagra, the Tar Heels don't stand a chance. The two schools are pretty close in all-time first-round draft picks. UK has 42 going back to beyond Pat Riley, Frank Ramsey, and Alex Groza. Alex Groza, wasn't he a football player? Carolina has 45 all the way back to Lenny Rosenbluth in 1957. Hey, Rosie's still around Chapel Hill. But more recently, in the years when guys can still play, Kentucky has wiped the floor with every other program. The Wildcats have 8 in the last 3 years alone. The Tar Heels have 2 first-rounders, Reggie Bullock and P.J. Hairston. Great. Let's have Hairston come back and start in the backcourt with Rashard McCants. Those guys will get a standing O from the Big Blue Nation. The Heels have some good players in the NBA right now. Harrison Barnes, John Henson, Tyler Zeller, Ed Davis, Danny Green, Wayne Ellington, Ty Lawson, and Psycho T. Hansbrough. But listen to who the Cats have in the league or headed for the league. The hyphenated Big Brothers, Carl Anthony Towns and Willie Cauley-Stein, then Trey Lyles and Devin Booker. Go back 3 more years and UK has Anthony Davis, who some say is the best big man in the NBA right now. In all, Kentucky has had 30 first-round picks since 1993. Carolina's had 24. More recently, the Heels don't have the horses to play with Kentucky. Barnes is tweeting out how he can't wait to avenge his loss at Rupp in 2012 when the number 5 Heels lost to the top-ranked Cats 73-72. Believe me, Harrison, you can wait. That was the year if Henson and Kendall Marshall don't get hurt in the postseason, it probably would have been Carolina and Kentucky on Monday night. Since then, the Wildcats have been putting multiple number ones into the league every year, while Carolina has only reserves Bullock and Hairston. Maybe the Heels have a bunch of all-European pros that will come back and give them some help. But with tickets as cheap as $1, you know Rupp will be jam-packed. I think they do that for Biddy basketball in the Bluegrass State. It is for a good cause, I guess, but I don't know which one. Every headline said that the game is for charity. But what charity? Maybe it's the Coach Cal Fund. This is Archansky. See ya.